climate change and the courts. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The number of state and federal lawsuits related to climate change has been on the rise since 2006. Sabrina McCormick joins me now. She's an associate professor of environmental and occupational health at the George Washington University Millikan Institute School of Public Health. Hello.
Hi.
You write in your paper that was just published in the journal Science that the role of climate science in court is changing. How so?
Well, it's increasing fundamentally. That's the biggest trend we see, that science of a number of kinds is becoming more used in lawsuits around climate change. And so we've seen that rise, particularly since around 2006. But, you know, we see it also in some really key cases. So, for example, the historic case of Massachusetts versus EPA, which was in 2007, which led to the regulation of greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act, as well as other key cases. And we really took a deep dive focusing on a few cases that set precedents for a number of different issues in the United States.
You and your team looked at more than 870 judicial decisions between 1990 and 2016. How many cases were won by people wanting more regulation and how many by people opposed to regulation?
There was a larger number of cases won by what we're calling anti-regulation or anti-climate change plaintiffs than there were folks who are interested in increasing regulation. But, you know, this trend is very specific to the specific kind of suit. So I should say that we categorize our cases by different kinds of climate issues. So it could be an air suit, it could be a suit about coal-fired power plants, which actually, and I should say, those cases don't necessarily reference climate change, but we include them in our database because they are the biggest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. So it could be a coal-fired power plant case, it could be water, biodiversity, a number of different kinds of cases. And so when you look at air cases, for example, you see people who are interested in kind of anti-regulatory outcomes winning more than the other type of plaintiff. But when you look at, for example, renewable energy and energy efficiency, which are more recent cases, you see something very different, which is you see that folks who are interested in the advancement or the proliferation of renewable energy winning more those who are interested in the advancement of fossil fuels. So the trends around who's winning and losing really depend on what kind of case it is.
What are the larger ripple effects of these kinds of decisions?
Well, you know, I have to say that we don't study exactly what the outcomes are after a case is won or lost. But what I can say is when a case is won, it can have real effects on local communities, on federal policy, on policies in other states. So let me just go to that. For example, the state of California has the largest number of climate litigation cases of any state in the country, and maybe that's not surprising, but it is a really large number, significantly more than any other state. And when cases are won in that state, that state can set precedents for other states who want to adopt the policy that's been advanced in the court system in California. So it can have a huge ripple effect across the country, and we see that in many different cases.
Sabrina McCormick is an associate professor at the George Washington University Millikan Institute School of Public Health. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.